Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not sure right now. Welcome to the Diva of Days or Lives, my friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva of Dole and follow us on our blog, divaofdole.com, where you can sign up for our e-newsletter. Also on Facebook, we have a page, Diva of Days or Lives. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our iTunes page, so that way you don't miss a show. And also to our page here on Blog Talk Radio. And just getting here in the nick of time is Miss Anna.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you? Hey there.
I'm so thrilled to talk to you. It's been forever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I haven't been keeping up a whole lot with what's going on in Salem, but got a little bit. So, yeah. But anyway, so I'm here. You can find me at Carvey Hooch on Twitter.
Well, since we have you on, let's have our Kate update. There's lots to talk about this week with Kate.
Yeah, and I only got to catch a few things, but I did see part. I don't even think I saw the whole thing, but just with Justin and Kate and everything. And honestly, I've been so out of the loop that that I don't even know the whole storyline right now, but I do know that I really like Justin and Kate. I like them going head to head, and it's like I keep thinking one of these days there's going to be a moment where that heated talk turns to something else, you know, because there's definitely chemistry. And you know, I mean, I was a Justin and Adrian fan back in the day, but I really like Lucas and Adrian together, and I think Kate and Justin are pretty hot, so I'm hoping they go that direction.
Yeah, they had just sparks flying all over the place. It was something to behold. And they weren't flirting. And, yeah, they weren't flirting at all. They were actually kind of annoyed with each other. And Justin was bossing Kate around because he told her to basically make an offer to Paul to be Mad World's male spokesperson.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's what that was all about. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay. And she doesn't like that idea because it affects Will.
Right.
Or something, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I wasn't sure what they were arguing about. I just, you know, I'd seen some scenes and I saw one where I thought she was going to smack him, but she left the restaurant instead. But I thought she was going to just haul off and smack him. And I saw part of that, but I wasn't really sure. I knew they were working together, but I wasn't really sure, like, what the, you know, what the conflict was, I guess you could say. So, very interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I definitely like the idea of those two. I think, wouldn't it be just great? I'm really big on double dates. I remember I used to come up with ideas for double dates for couples and stuff. Okay, I just think, don't you think an Adrian Lucas and Justin Kate double date would be awesome?
Oh, that's so awkward.
Or if they just accidentally end up having to share a table or something, like they're going
to they're definitely going to end up sharing a restaurant, because there's only three places, there's four places to eat in town.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I think that would be funny.
Oh, they definitely need to go there with Kate and Justin.
There's, oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And Wally Kurth, is it me, or does Wally Kurth just get hotter as he ages? I think he's hotter now than he was in the '80s, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he looks great. I'm like,
oh,
ooh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's super cute.
Yeah. And you know, I got to talk with him at a charity event one time, and he was just from the, I mean, I guess I had liked Adrian and Justin back in the day, but they weren't my number one couple or anything, but I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
and I never really, I guess I never really was that interested in, I was probably too focused on a certain Greek Aussie, you know, to really notice him too much. But but after meeting him and talking with him for a while, we got into a conversation with a couple of people and him, and I was just like, I walked away going, damn, he's hot. You know, and so him as a person, he's definitely like, seems very genuine and, I mean, charming, but genuine. I mean, he was really like asking our opinions on different things and stuff, and he really seemed very sincere. And so I know that's him as a person as opposed to just the character. But yeah, I just, all of a sudden I was like, ooh, he's really a good looking guy. You know, so I started really keying into him a lot more after that. So, and you know, Kate makes everything better in my opinion, of course, you know, but I just think they're both in business. They're both business people and everything. And it just really, I don't know, it just seems like they could really, really stir things up and really be, the chemistry definitely, definitely is there. So, and if you, oh, and also somebody, it's not me, but I, because I was in the hospital, but one of our friends is running a, one of my friends is running a Caton account. So, if you're interested in Kate and Justin, you might want to check out at Katin Fans, that's Katin Fans on Twitter, and follow that. And, you know, definitely show your love for Katin.
How do you spell that again? I'm looking it up.
It's Katin Fans.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Trisha's... Got that going, and she's doing a great job at tweeting like spoilers and stuff like that, and Kate and Justin spoilers, and she's got some good pictures on there on the background and all that stuff. So definitely check that out, follow it, show your support, because given the fact that there's all these writer changes and everything like that, you know, writers have a tendency to come in and change things and stuff like that, but let them know. If you like those two together, you like the chemistry, you like the vibe, you know, let people know, because they need to hear from us. So.
Okay, I just retweeted them, so in case somebody wants to look for them.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, so, yep, but, yep, so definitely, that's honestly the funnest thing that's going on for me right now with Dave. I don't know. I mean, I just, the elephant thing, please, Serena. Serena and Xander cannot leave fast enough. At this point, while I'm talking to people that watch Dave and texts and stuff, I just put the elephant and a gun. I'm just like so done with it. So I just am so sick of that whole storyline, whatever it is. I mean, nothing against the actor and the actress and all that, but the story has been awful and it's dragged on for months. And I know, when does Serena exit?
Not till end of August.
Oh,
I know. And
I mean, you know, they finally got rid of the gosh, can't even remember her name now. The one that was with Rafe for a while. What was her name? The sister, Ben's sister. I tried to forget it. I guess I did a good job of forgetting it. Yeah,
they
finally got rid of that character, it was a big dead weight on the show, I thought, and the Serena thing. And I feel bad because I know, you know, she's probably a fine person and a good actress. She just got threw the short straw when it came to the story. Poor thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, can you imagine? I can't even imagine trying to act out that role at this point. I would just be like, I would be getting the gun emoji and shooting myself with it every day, probably. If I do. So, you know, I'm just like, so, yeah. So anyway, so hopefully that stuff will get out of here and we can get on to some really good stuff in the fall.
Yeah, oh, did you see the Kate Will scenes on Friday?
No, I was at a doctor's appointment, I think, or something, and I didn't get to see any of Dave's Friday, so.
Yeah, she received a text from Will, and he basically told her of his plan that he offered to his couples therapist in order for basically preferential treatment during couples therapy.
What?
I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the Wilson therapist will offer him a cover story, puff piece, if he basically saved his marriage. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Like without making Will look bad in a way, you know,
oh,
like talking
okay.
up Will and yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The thing is, as far as I can tell, I'm not missed episodes and stuff. I work, but I haven't seen any therapist have sessions. So I'm not sure if they actually have them or not.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if they're doing them all off screen, but if they did them on screen, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see that.
Yeah. Very kind of.
I mean, plus I love Sonny. The more I can see of Sonny, the better.
Love him.
Yeah. And
Will, boy, I'm telling you, that kid really makes Will. I mean, he does a good job of making Will undesirable. As far as you know, he's definitely unseemly. But, you know, and I mean, that's not the first time that character's been like that. I mean, remember when Chandler Massey was playing him and he and EJ, and he was doing all the double-crossing and the strategy and all that. So it's just with a different person playing it, it's a little bit different dynamic. But, you know, Will does have a dark side, and he does go there, and he had a great role model in that. So, but he's just very hard to – it's hard to root for Will. I mean, I think with Sammy, I always rooted for her, even though she screwed things up all the time. It was almost like I Love Lucy. You know, everything she touched turned to crap, but she just rooted for her anyway, you know. And I don't find the way they write Will to be very rootable most of the time. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, So Will and Kate discussed that, and Kate's like, well, why don't you do a bit of therapy and really work on your marriage, you know?
Hey, all right.
Yeah, and then...
Instead of spending all this time trying to avoid...
that's funny.
So instead of manipulating all the way around, why not just actually address the problems in your marriage?
That's funny.
Was Will thinking that...
Grandma Kate would support him in this endeavor, and she was kind of like, dude, you know, or was it that kind of thing? Because he goes to Marlena, and Marlena's like, stop manipulating and all that, you know. And it's like, was he thinking if he sought Kate out that she would actually support this crazy theory of his plan of his? And then she didn't, huh?
He thought she'd be on board, and she wasn't. But she came over, but she thought that he found out about the job offer she made to Paul. So she had to break that news to him.
She broke that news. Okay.
So he was not thrilled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin's her boss? Is that how they have it set up? So she had to?
Yep.
Or
she has to,
Yikes. Oh, very interesting. See, I guess I should. I've not been in a situation where I could watch it much, so I'm going to try to get back on board with that this week. So, I like that dynamic. Very interesting. So, I like Paul. I mean, I do like Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they kind of drove that story into the ground for a while early on, but I actually think he's a adorable. I mean, he's a cute, cute guy, and really like his sensitivity and the way he's really a good actor. I really like him. So it kind of makes me want to root for him, you know, and not Will, but I don't know. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting thing.
I'm going to bring on Kenneth.
Okay.
Hey,
Kenneth.
There he is.
Hey there.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Fantastic.
You wouldn't believe
who
I'm talking to. I'm doing fine. You would not believe who I'm talking to right now.
Are you talking to Vargas?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm actually talking to Kelly Clarkson.
Shut up.
I was she's coming to North Little Rock to do a concert, and I'm asking her if I can if she will afford me the opportunity to sing a song with her, considering that, you know, she's in my hometown, but more importantly because we both went through the American Idol journey. We didn't go through it at the same time, but still, you know, it doesn't hurt to put that out there.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, good luck. I hope that happens. That would be awesome. But hey, you know, that's a great example of it's certainly not going to happen if you don't put it out there, you know? You're a great example of following your dreams and just saying, you know what? I'm just going to go for it because you've done a lot of other things, too, that probably a couple of years ago you probably only dreamed about and didn't actually think you would ever do. And you're actually making it happen. So congratulations. So if it happens, wonderful. If it doesn't, hey, at least you know you put it out there.
Yeah, it's just awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
I say it all the time, I am so blessed to know you girls. I think it was family when I first met you guys. I love on you girls really hard.
We love you,
baby.
Kenneth. We love you,
y'all
too,
my baby,
Kenneth.
What has been going on?
Oh. Gary, you want to take that one? I haven't been watching the show much, so.
But Dave, it's getting better.
You know,
well,
it can't really get worse.
the highlight of this week is Eric and Nicole hiding from Xander. That's pretty much, yeah.
You took the word right out of my mouth.
What happened? I didn't see that. I saw that Xander was going to attack her, but I didn't see anything else. On that. What happened?
I think she kissed him, but he didn't kiss her. But if he would have not, Xander would have not knocked on the vent where they were hiding, they might have made a porno. I'm just gonna say it like this.
You mean Eric and Nicole?
Yes.
Oh.
I was feeling the tension. Even I got hot.
Oh, wow.
And I'm watching on TV. I had to go give me some water. I said, oh, my God. I said, really? I said, well, I guess you better go ahead and get it because if Xander gets to y'all, it'll be the last thing y'all do anyway. But, you know.
Oh.
So
what? So Eric tried to save her and then they took off and Xander was after
them? Being trapped. What it was, Xander ended up trapping them because they were they had ran and tried to get out of the building, but Xander had disabled the cameras. His friend disabled the cameras and poisoned the security guard and all of those things.
So
when Nicole tried to leave, she couldn't. And actually, Xander started choking her and actually threw a chain around her neck and started pulling her and started choking her.
Whoa.
And said that she was going to die and all this other stuff. And then Eric came in and knocked him over the head with, I think it was a vase or something, because, I mean, it definitely knocked him down. And... Honey, baby, you should have saw them fighting. I said, "Ooh, Lord, have mercy." I said one fighting because Nicole wouldn't give him any, and the other one fighting so he can get some because he really wouldn't give him any. I said, Jesus. I said, they fighting over her trying to save her life. I said, oh, I wish that was me, but anyway.
You hooch.
It was a wonderful wonderful display.
Yeah, the only thing that would have made it better if both of them had been shirtless. Is that what you're saying?
If they're going to, they're going to.
You know what? I take it any way I can get it.
And I'm talking about Xander and Eric.
Sometimes to get to the chocolate, we have to be the ones to unwrap the canvas. So if I had to go take off each button, that was just gonna happen. That's the way life was. So, and then that's all I can really say about that. But it was wonderful. But this week coming up, there's supposed to be some type of secret that Serena is supposed to stumble up on, and I guess she's gonna use it against Nicole and Eric. Because, you know, right now she's at a moment of desperation because it's pretty much over between her and Eric. And so she's going to do all that she can to try to keep Eric. And with that being said, she's probably going to use whatever this is to try to break a wedge between those two. So that she'll push her and Daniel back together. So it's I thought it was interesting. Babe, let me tell you something.
Well, we are next week. There's the spoiler pictures are out, and Eric and Nicole do undress in the spoiler room. Yeah, the
they
standard turns up the heat. They do.
Okay.
Yes, they
okay.
do undress.
Hold on.
I mean, talk about torturing the fans. I mean, if we couldn't have Bricole, it's like for all those months he was in the priest deal and all that, it's like we had to suffer through all that. And then we had to suffer through this Serena storyline thing that's awful. And it's like I had no idea we were going to get some eye candy right at the end, at the end of that story arc. Oh, it's awesome. Or, well, I guess it's not the end yet. There's still 2.5 months of it. Oh, geez. But that should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. There's, Eric became less interesting after he was finished being a priest.
That's true.
Eric just kind of turned into a typical man.
Yeah.
He kind of lost what made him special, I thought. You know, he wasn't any different than Daniel.
Because after he left the priesthood, then it's like, after all those struggles, then it's like he just kind of threw his values out the window and he starts screwing Serena and stuff. And it's like, it wasn't even special or it wasn't even like a big deal or I don't know. It just that annoyed me. It's like if you have all these principles, you know, and you've been living by them, and even though you've been totally burned by Kristen and everything, it just seems like they had him in a really special place and they could have made more of that. I don't know. That whole thing annoyed me.
Yeah, I was even kind of surprised with that Eric and Nicole had sex, and then later he proposed.
Yeah.
But then he goes into a casual relationship with Serena.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this guy was just a priest, like, what, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Right.
Like, did he forget everything that he was preaching about?
Right, exactly. That really bugged me. That turned me off from the very beginning, and I just kind of tuned out of that whole storyline because it's like it was so annoying anyway with the dang elephant. But I just was like, to me, there wasn't any chemistry. And then also, like you said, it's like his character just threw everything he believed out the window, you know? And I was just like, well, okay. So whatever, you know. Well, let's just shack up, you know? So I don't know. I just was really disappointed in the way they wrote him for that. And you're right. He just became like a regular guy. Nothing wrong with regular guys, but, you know. But he just didn't have that spark or whatever that he had when he was a priest. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway. So it sounds like maybe Nicole's going to bring that spark back next week.
You know what? I'm telling you something. It'll be a welcome change, Uncle. I'm telling you something. That pot roast was looking kind of dry. I'm glad they decided somebody decided to put some gravy on something to bring it back to life. Thank the Lord. Thank Him. Praise Him. I sure do. I sure thank Him for it. Lord,
oh,
have mercy.
Funny.
How y'all feel about that Teresa what's that baby name? Brady, that's his name. I'm like, you know what, I like Brady, I like Teresa and everything. But how could you be in corporate America and be that damn dumb? I mean, really? Come on. I mean, we got to smart him up some. We got to smart it. Look, Melanie should have never had to come from out of town to in town to solve that whole Kristen DeMera mess. I mean, baby, I'm starting to wonder. Is that the reason why Titan ain't doing so well? Because they got somebody who can't perform? I'm not reading, I'm not throwing shade, I'm just calling it like it is. You know, I like the truth, I'm just saying.
No, you're throwing shade.
Well, if I'm throwing shade,
but it's well founded.
Well, if I'm throwing shade, the corona.
You would think Victor would be smarter than that, than to have Brady running Titan, as messed up as he is. So anyway.
I don't know. So, besides all of the people that are returning, is there any rumors of anyone else that may be returning?
I think the big one they're waiting on so far is Martha Madison. I think everybody's thinking she's definitely coming back.
Oh, okay. Now,
yeah,
is Jason Cook coming back as Sean B?
Oh, yeah. They already took
okay.
his picture. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, did they, because I've been out of the loop and everything. So, so let me ask you this. Martha Madison, did she ever play opposite him before?
Yeah, I think in the very beginning, and then they went to Beamer. I thought that was the case.
I just remember when I first tuned in to Days again in 2006, I think it was already Brandon Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
As Farrah Fowlf was on, and Brandon Beamer. And then at that time, Martha Madison's Belle was married to Philip. No, who was it that she was married to? I'm trying to think.
She was married to Philip. That was Philip.
Philip, yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. Yeah. So, but the other Philip, that not JKJ, JK, J, Ken, whatever, John, my brain is that, J. Kenneth Johnson, but the other guy who played Philip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's when I came back, was when I returned when that all that was going on. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what Jason Cook and she are like together.
Yeah.
Martha's really sweet. Martha's really sweet. So
absolutely.
Cool.
And we've got Marianne. Marianne just called in.
Oh, cool. All right.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hello.
Oh, it's Kenneth there. Hi, Kenneth.
Hey
boo.
Good. Hi, Anna. Hi,
hey there, Marianne.
How's everyone?
Honey, I'm fabulous and free on this Saturday, honey. I'm
Well, I'm exhausted. I just work 2 to 10. It's like,
oh.
Oh,
gosh.
It's just, and
you know,
it was,
nobody
was in the store.
I just got this massive catering. myself. It was kind of like last minute. So, me and my best Judy, honey, got it together and went on and made it do what it do. I had to go put some coins in my pocket, honey. My piggy bank was in, so I had to go fill it back up.
Good for you.
I sure thank him. I thank him and praise him. I sure do.
So I heard you talking about, I guess I came in, you were talking about Belle North Madison, and coming.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors out there she's coming back. Nothing's been confirmed or anything, right?
Yeah, nothing's been confirmed.
Yeah, but I hear there's rumors. I bet she's coming back. I bet money on it she's coming
back. It makes sense.
We still might get a few more surprises. Before, you know, I'm thinking people coming back yet.
Yeah. See, I know a lot of people want Jack to come back. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that out there, yeah. And I know Matt Ashford wants to come back, putting it out there.
So how are they going to bring him back this time? It's kind of hard to come back from an elevator shaft. What happened? The angel caught him before the elevator crashed or something? How are they going to explain that? I mean, I'm all for him coming back. But damn,
they
if they bring him back this time, they didn't just let him live. let him live 5 years.
Here's the theory. If you're a fan favorite, we'll buy anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If we like you, we don't care how many times
you
die.
Crap. There's, you know, undoubtedly Stefano was behind it, or the government was behind it, and they made him look bad. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of ways we can get around that if we like you.
Right.
Now, look, if they bring him back, they better bring back my husband, honey. Vargas, honey, because you know.
Oh, that's the dang thing. Right. We should have. Vargas could have come. Oh, that was the biggest screw up as far as letting somebody go like that. That was
good.
You know
what? He was really good. And
oh,
you know,
amazing.
He was so hot and sexy with
oh,
Hope.
Lord.
But even better with Hope, honey. He looked better with me, honey. I got a picture. I took a picture and I said, "Mom, look at white chocolate and dark chocolate, honey."
Somebody please jump in and save us.
Yeah.
Look.
So what have you talked about? Because there hasn't really been much to talk about on the show. It's been kind of I don't know.
Well, here lately it's been the Nicole and Eric show.
Yeah. And Xander, and is Serena gone now? Did she pack? She's gone.
No,
she's not.
Carrie said the end of. Carrie was saying the end of August.
Yeah.
End of August. I thought she was leaving.
It's excruciating.
Not
so bad
for
the actress, you know. I do because it's not her fault, but that storyline.
Are they trying to go with Eric and Nicole now, or? Going on there.
I think they're trying to create a triangle, personally.
Anytime you're trapped together anywhere, doesn't matter where it's at, in a deep vent, in an elevator. Yeah.
Aren't they trapped before? They almost died together before. Isn't that what made them decide they loved each other and all that? Or I don't know.
Didn't I say
that when they were tied up?
Uh-huh.
Maybe don't ever let me get trapped in anywhere. If I know I'm going to die, I'm going to go out with a bang. You hear me? Tell you.
Oh, well, yeah.
I will be in the history books. Y'all will be reading my stories in magazines and everything else. Encyclopedia Britannica, honey.
Oh, dear.
Yes, honey. I'm just telling you what God loved. That's the truth. I just hope they give him a great story, Eric, because, you know, it's really, you know, he's been supporting in the background, and he really needs to be utilized because he's a great, great actor. I love energy. He's really great. And who else? There's somebody else that they're not utilizing that I think is great.
Who else?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Well, I'm telling you, they haven't been using Kate enough, that's for sure. Recently with this Justin thing, but it's like
yeah, I thought she was
on.
With
it's
Justin
really
and
me off.
Justin's making her hire Paul.
Uh huh. Yeah, we were talking about that, and
She talked about that.
You know, there's definitely chemistry between Kate and Justin, so.
Yes, honey.
Yeah.
That thing, no, she's fine to be up in her age, honey. I did not know that girl was. I said, damn.
Oh, she has chemistry with anybody. You know, she'll have chemistry with everyone. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what man they put her with. I mean, it usually will work.
Hell yeah.
She made Rafe a good actor.
True.
Rafe?
The most interesting he has been in his entire time has been opposite Kate, you know, with Kate.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
He really had a spark, and he, because see, that's how, I mean, Lauren Coslow, and I, of course, you know, biggest Lauren Coslow fan, Erica, but I know, but so I'm biased, but she truly makes every scene better when she's in the scene. There's people like that, like Teo's the same way. You know, folks like that, when they're in a scene with somebody, they elevate things. And so
that's why we need those two to be together.
When he was in scenes when Galen was in scenes with Lauren, they just really, I mean, they created that chemistry and all. And, I mean, man, it really took off. And, you know, he had a spark that I hadn't seen him have the whole time he had been on the show.
Well, that spark is wild, though.
Because he's a good looking man, you know he is. But man, when they
Galen
put
Garrett,
him with Jordan,
yeah.
I mean that's like putting him with
Garrett.
You
can't work.
How do you work against somebody like Jordan when you're, you know, I mean that's like putting somebody against a dead fish, opposite a dead fish. So I just sorry, but that's just the way it seems to me.
Isn't
so,
Rafe supposed to kind of go after Hope or something? Did I hear that? He's supposed to be interested
in
Hope
again.
Things,
but
yeah,
yes, ma'am.
We got to get Rafe. I mean, Kate and Andre together.
That's big money.
That would be perfect. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Isn't Andre
a great
evil
way to
one?
Get back at Stefano?
Yeah.
Ooh,
he's the bad. Isn't Andre
the evil
one?
He's the bad one. Yeah, I don't think he's supposed to be as crazy evil this time. I'm thinking it's supposed to be more gray area. You know, I think it's going to be a little different. But then again, who knows? Maybe he's really not Andre. Could be Tony. I think that would be a nice switch.
That would, too. That would be very interesting.
Yeah, like down the line. Like
that would
be kind of
cool. He came back and everybody thought he was, you know, he was playing Andre, but he was really Tony, and he was exacting his revenge on Stefano. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
For putting him on that damn island and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That would be totally awesome.
That would be
but
fun.
You know, we can pretend, you know, maybe the person who had the chunk of wood through his chest was really Andre. You never know. But like we can overlook a lot when they're a fan favorite. We can forgive a lot.
Yeah. And between him and Matt, you know, between him and Matt, they've been killed off so many times.
Yeah,
coming back.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. So, yeah. Matt, I don't know. I think maybe Matt could come back, you know. Well, mm-hmm. He's one that I think could come back.
Well, I just hope they do it justice. I hope the writing's good. I mean, you know, they brought new writers in, right as all this stuff is being ready. You know, and I hope. I really
the actors
hope
themselves seem excited about it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Start in August. Couple months, right? They said mid-August, 17th or something, I think I saw, is when the first stories from the new head writers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think
only
so.
A couple of months, so we still have a couple of months.
11 weeks. 11 weeks.
11 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Trust me, I've been counting. So, you know, I think sometime in maybe mid-July or late July, we should be seeing some transition going on because, you know, it's just like with any new writer, you got to finish up some stories and you got to kind of try to usher in the new stories. And that's kind of interesting, too, because I wonder how much time do they initially have. Like once when they... once when an announcement comes out and says, okay, we have two new head writers coming in, and the other two have been dismissed. I'm pretty sure they knew that they were going up before we, the public, heard. I'm pretty sure they knew beforehand, and so how much?
Well, how many scripts were out there? How many episodes worth of scripts were out there that were already done?
Yeah. I think they should just can it all and start it early, but yeah.
They should have done that. They should have done that months ago. Because, I mean, yeah. I've just
and some storylines, even in the past, they just end them. Like, there's no closure. You know how, like, some of these storylines is like, what happened to that storyline?
I have a feeling that's going to happen with a lot of these stories. I have a feeling when the new writers come in, we're going to know it. This is going to be like, huge sea change all at
and
once.
They're
going to store it.
You know, the kids are going to get older, too. You know,
that makes
and
me
I heard
sad,
little
though.
Theo's the Theo's leaving, the little kid that plays Theo.
I know, and Sierra, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
Is Sierra? I hadn't seen that, but I guess if they're gonna,
I think so. I think I'd heard that somewhere.
Are they gonna age Sierra and Chase then? I guess.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, which is sad, but.
Yeah. And is Claire supposed to come back? Is that for sure?
Yes.
Which
one? Yes.
They're going to age her. Yeah, okay. So she'll be one of the two.
Boy.
She's supposed to be a very beautiful with a wonderful singing voice.
Oh, boy. So we're going to have a bunch of teenagers then.
Teenagers,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, joy.
For the summer. Yeah.
Well, that's not happening yet, though. It's going to be past the summer,
no.
Right? When all that happens?
Past the summer, I guess.
Well, that'll give JJ some options then, I guess. They'll give JJ some options.
I know. I think Bo and Patch are supposed to be in September around Labor Day. I think that's when they're supposed
to
appear.
You know what? Kenneth, that's a good point. I wonder if JJ, since you said, Marianne, were you the one that said the beautiful singing voice that Claire has? I wonder if, because he's into music, I wonder if he'll be into Claire. Because they're not related, are they?
Oh, wait, let's see. We got to figure here. Are they related?
Let's see. Matt, and she's not a Horton,
Jennifer.
Right? She's John Black, Marlena.
Jennifer and Hope.
Oh, Sean Douglas. That's right. I forgot. Oops,
Jennifer and
mind.
Hope are cousins.
That's right. Then that's not good.
So they're cousins.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. I knew that somehow
cousins
they were related. Okay.
Yeah, they're already. That's the thing. It's hard to put people together unless they're new.
Well, so we used to have Uncle Max dating his nieces. So, you know, couple name for Chelsea and Matt, Uncle Max was Chunkle. Chelsea and Uncle. But anyway, I mean, it's not unprecedented that somebody would date their relative on the show. But yeah.
No,
right.
I guess that's not
going to happen, though.
And see, it's like that in real life. See, I did it one time, but I didn't know. The old school had to come and tell me. I said, honey, y'all should have told me, honey. I would have pulled back a long time ago. I didn't know. I was like a little dumb in a headlight. I didn't know.
You know, you're not doing Arkansas any favors right now, Kenneth. It's right. I can say that because I lived in Arkansas for a year, so I'm not hating. I'm just teasing.
Well, I tell you what, tonight's conversation is probably the most fun that I've had and most interesting that I've had because there ain't shit going on here, Arkansas, honey. I must rather be in the desert somewhere.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to Pickles Gap or Toad Suck Ferry?
Yes, and I've been to Autumn Place.
Oh, no.
I much rather sit at home and sip on lemonade and not be worried about none of that foolishness that's down there.
God, with names like that, you're not doing them any favors.
Oh, I'm not kidding. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm getting us off track, but we're other stories.
Look, I'm telling y'all something. I'm telling you, don't come to to Arkansas. If y'all come to Arkansas, y'all come by, y'all pick me up, and then we're going
to
leave together. But we,
is there
we
a reason
not,
to
we're
come
not
to Arkansas?
Come a step in this, honey. Is there a reason to come to Arkansas? Hello, honey.
Well, you're there, Kenneth.
I know. That's why I said come. That's why I said come through and pick me up so we can go ahead and go. Because I'm telling you, ain't none up here but some old folks. That's the retired. They don't want no changes. They want to live out their life in their retirement. And so you know if you want to retire someday, this is the place to come and retire. But I don't know why, because ain't shit here. But anyway, with that being said, I need to move up to the west, east side, of Midwest, somewhere where something happening and moving, honey. Everybody around me, it seems like it's just Geritol State, Geritol City.
Pennsylvania is the same way.
Retirement home. I'm like,
that's an old
thing. I'm like, what is this, activity hour at the nursing home? I'd be at the grocery store. I said, am I the only young piece of meat that's up in here? I mean, all these old folks look like they've been in the oven.
I'm headed that way, too, so.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, Jesus.
Like
an invasion of the pod people that's down here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus. Have mercy.
Well, hey, I'm gonna have to leave in a second here, but I don't know if there's anything else about Days, but I didn't really get to watch much, so I don't know that I have much more to add. But this
was
fun.
It's been great to have a laugh.
I've really enjoyed having a laugh with you guys. This has been good. I needed one.
Would you talk about the whole Chad and Abby and all that?
Talk about Chad and Abby.
That's a mess.
I don't even know what to say. But
I like her better with Chad than Ben.
I like Chad and Abby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I liked it better than Ben and Abby, yeah.
Song for that too. I got a song for the thing. Use me, baby. Use me till I'm all used up. I want you to use me.
And Eve can leave any time. I'm so tired of Eve. Oh my God.
No, honey, she got to stay. She got to stay at least till the new writers get in and you know and make it do what it do. Now some of them Felicias, they can go ahead and go, but some of the folk got to stay. I like Cassie the Power. I just think they gave her a crappy story, and she had to suffer. I'm pretty sure she feel the same way we felt. Like, damn, why am I doing this?
Yeah, they gave her a bad story, but. Excuse me.
Yes, babies.
I'm gonna take off, guys. It's been some fun talking to you guys.
Probably be wrapped.
I'm gonna go.
Yes, honey, I am too. I'm gonna crawl in my bed and go to sleep like a little baby. You know, baby, honey,
right.
I ain't lying.
All right.
Love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Okay.
Love you too. Bye bye.
All right.
Bye,
Kenneth.
Bye,
guys. Good night.
Good night.
Is there anything you wanted to mention tonight, Marianne? No, I guess everybody left me. Okay, well, I guess we'll call it quits for tonight. I'd like to thank Anna, Marianne, and Kenneth for calling in. And join us next week. And, lots to look forward to. I'm personally glad the show seems to be improving somewhat, and hopefully some of these odd storylines are going to end and some new ones are going to begin. Looking forward to Eric Cole next week too, and I'm on Team Chabby all the way. I think Abby likes a bad boy. She needs to just own it. So anyway, follow me on Twitter at divaduel.com. Oh, never mind. That's the blog, divaduel.com, or follow me at divaduel on Twitter. Good night, everybody.